Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Riverside Fire Chief Chad Smothers about the calendar they've put together as a fundraiser for their department.
Obviously, with the way things have been in 2020, our normal fundraisers that we did were canceled due to not being able to have, you know, events in person. So we're just trying to come up with ways to, you know, raise some funds, help offset our yearly operating budget from the city and the townships, like we do every year, help supply funds for the equipment. And the calendar kind of has been kicked around, and it was like, you know, hey, what better year to try to do it and see if it works than this year, since we could do our in-person fundraisers. So just kind of a group effort amongst all the members to do it and, you know, have some fun with it.
What kind of fun are you having with the calendar? Is it going to be a hunky one like what some people might expect from firefighters?
No, nothing like that. But, you know, it gave us a chance to kind of showcase some of our equipment that we have, our apparatus, along with showcasing our members. There's a month that highlights not our whole department, but our partners then that we work with on emergency calls, such as the Sheriff's Department, the Communications Center, and the ambulance. The rest of the months are filled with statistics and facts about our department and just fire safety in general.
How long did it take you guys to put the calendar together?
So it took us a couple days to get the pictures done, just with people's work schedules and whatnot. We had a couple local photographers help us out with, they took the photos for us. And then we worked with a printing company in Iowa City, printed up the calendars. Sharon Telephone Company actually made a huge donation to the project. They purchased the first 100 calendars for us. We got to thank them for their great support on the project. And then, you know, but once we got everything to print, it took maybe a week or so to get the 100 calendars in. And just as of last Friday, we had all 100 of them already sold.
Are you looking at printing more if people want more?
Yeah, so we figured we would just run it through, you know, just the first part of the year. So we got some more on order, and kind of see where the sales go. If we need more, we can always get more. But yeah, we do have some more on order. They're available for purchase for $20. The easiest way to get a hold of us is on our Facebook page, Riverside Volunteer Fire Department. Someone will get back to you, send us a message, and they'll get back to you and get it to you.
And how much did you hope to raise with the calendar?
There was really no set dollar amount. Like I said, the calendars were $20, and we had 100, so far we've raised $2,000 in them, and like I said, we got some more on order, so maybe we'll make another 500 or another 1,000, or you know, we'll just kind of see.
What kind of reaction, feedback as to, you know, it's kind of a different approach?
Yeah. So far, everyone that's purchased them really likes them. They thought it was fun. It was neat. A lot of people, you know, some people don't really know all the members of the department, so they got to kind of see some of the different members and see what they do. You know, see some stuff about our department that they maybe in general wouldn't get to see or know about. So, everyone has liked them. So they'll definitely be, we'll kind of see how next year goes in 2021, and we might do it again.
You mentioned that because of COVID-19, you weren't able to do a variety of your normal fundraising events. Kind of tell us about how the pandemic has affected not just the fundraising, but just kind of general approach to some of the way you fight fires and run things here in 2020.
Early on in it, you know, not kind of really knowing how things would shake out, you know, we kind of stopped having, you know, in-person meetings and training. But, you know, as a month or two went on and we realized kind of how things were working, utilizing the face coverings and things like that, we had to just get back to business. So, unfortunately, you know, just because there's a pandemic, 911 calls don't stop. So we had to just treat things as normal. Obviously, our members were well informed. If they were feeling ill or if they were, you know, a positive test, they were quarantined and stayed away from the station and other members. We weren't responding on calls, but we had to just keep doing what we normally do as far as emergency response and training and things like that, and getting, you know, daily things done at the station. The fundraising part, like I said, we didn't get to have our two normal fundraisers that normally do, so we did the calendar. We did some community support t-shirts, which those raised $1,000. And then we had a drive-through barbecue pork meal that we did in November, and that raised another $9,000. So we're sitting fairly good, not close to what we normally bring in a year, but, you know, still a good year. That money goes towards helping purchase equipment and help supplement our normal operating budget that we get from the taxpayers.
How short are you from what you might raise in a normal year?
Probably about $5,000, I would say. And obviously, it's, you know, the community is what makes this happen for us. And we've had tremendous support from them some of the things were obviously outside of the box of us doing for fundraisers. We weren't sure how well they would do or, you know, what they would bring in money-wise. And, of course, our community steps up like they do all the time and really supported us. So it's really made it pretty good for the year.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Smothers from the Riverside Fire Department. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.